Road Trip Day 3. Written by The Soul Undone and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Deadlock. Relationship, Darcy Collins / Kathy York. Rating, Mature. No archive warnings apply. Characters, Eddie Radcliffe, Darcy Collins, Kathy York. Additional tags. Road Trip. When you're stuck in a car with your partner and her wife? In jokes about Australian serial killers. The trip from Hobart to Darwin is taking the better part of a week. It's daunting, but Eddie's from the fucking territory, and she's used to long, boring drives. Has done plenty of them, on her own, along arrow straight roads, barely sealed, where the heat shimmer at the horizon hides the ruse that'll bound out in front of the bonnet at a second's fucking notice. The thought of hitting a roux now, with Dr. Doolittle, lesbian edition, in the car, is moderately fucking entertaining. Eddie can picture it, the drama it'd generate, enough to keep the various ex-deadlock group chats buzzing for days. That's if they even survived, of course. Even sticking diligently to the nana speeds Collins insists on driving at, a kangaroo through the windscreen would fuck them all up. This truck doesn't even have a real bull bar on it. Have to do something about that when they get up north proper. Anyway, Eddie's used to long drives. Snoring in the back while someone else has a turn at the wheel is an absolute fucking luxury, and one she's determined not to waste. Stop, revive, survive, and all that shit. It's a crappy half-dozing kind of sleep, thanks to the dog panting anxiously in her ear, but it'll do. She's gotten used to the rhythms of the day by now. When they'd first set out from Melbourne, Eddie had been stuck with Colin's beloved wife wailing along to a succession of women playing weepy piano pop rock, which was at least in character, but the rule is apparently that the driver picks the music, and this afternoon Collins has blessedly opted for sweet fucking silence. Intermittently interspersed with conversation, but conversation's easy to sleep through. Until now, it seems.
So,
says Kath. And Christ, this road trip has been going for 2.5 days, but Eddie already knows that tone. I don't know if you remember, what with the distraction of the last few months.
The murders, Colin says, in another, different tone that Eddie's also a little too familiar with.
Ray's murders. The serial killer, who was one of our friends.
Yes, yeah, the murders, but also the, you know, marriage.
Turbulence. Because of the murders, Colin says, with utterly fixed neutrality.
Right, yeah, that whole thing. I got distracted, and it's never been the right moment, but do you remember how I asked you about doing that thing again?
Eddie can picture the exact look on Kath's face, which has nothing to do with Eddie's memory and everything to do with the fact that Kath makes that face at every fucking opportunity.
Christ. I am going to regret asking this, but what thing?
The finger thing!
Kath sounds affronted.
You know, the...
There's silence. She must be gesturing, because Collins makes a noise like she swallowed her tongue and manages to splutter.
Jesus, Kath, Eddie's... asleep.
Kath sounds cheerful.
Don't worry. I know how you feel about public discussion of our sexual dynamics.
Normally, says Collins, the feelings I have about that are normal, i.e. that we shouldn't do it.
The point is... can we please give it a whirl? All those badly graded roads Eddie insisted were shortcuts. We're like sitting on the washing machine, and I'm already ovulating.
Right, yes, let's, Colin says, thinly, do the finger thing. How far are we from...
where are we even stopping tonight?
There's a pause.
Well, says Kath, Snowtown.
Are you joking?
Eddie booked it. I think she thought it'd be funny.
Another, longer pause. And then Colin says, gently, I don't think I'm up to the finger thing anymore, Kath.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, probably a good call. Oh, but tomorrow night's in Mala. Only 100 people live there, apparently.
Fewer people to get pissed off when you make me scream. And underneath her little laugh is the sound of Colin's despairing exhalation through her nose.
May as well wait for Alice by then.
Eddie chimes in, without opening her eyes.
Bunch of crunchy hippie types there. Sure, a few of them have read the fucking... whatever it is. The one that helps Ding come for days.
Thank you, Eddie. That's quite enough, actually, Colin says determinedly. And Eddie opens her eyes as Kath turns around in her seat and hooks her arms around the headrest, grinning widely. Well, what about you, Eddie? Any opinions on digital technique in the bedroom? She waggles her fingers meaningfully.
Kind of a fan of analog myself, Eddie says. Never did get the hang of any of the kit.
Kath laughs heartily as Collins determinedly repeats some sort of mantra that sounds like, don't listen, don't engage, don't listen, don't engage, don't.
So anyway, what even is the finger thing?
Well, Kath begins, but Collins says, no, and turns on Radio National to maximum volume. Tell you later, Kath mouths. Eddie, settling back into her spot against the window, gives her a thumbs up. She's used to long drives, but she's pretty sure this one isn't going to be boring. The end.